Legal Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendivite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendivite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. On tonight's show, I'll have a number of different guests, but we'll start off with Ryan Dawson. Of course, Ryan is a filmmaker, author, and researcher on a number of topics. He's focused on geopolitics and history. Not his story, but history. He takes an honest look at what's really happening, and he bases his research on thorough analysis backed by facts. I know, that's a novel concept, especially in a world with such deception.
Sensationalism is so much easier to sell.
It is. It's much easier to sell. It's a lot easier to go on the fear-mongering and use that to convince people of anything, of the fact that they need to buy milk or whatever it might be. So, but you, Brian, you have a background in philosophy.
Yeah.
And I do as well. We share that in common. And I think that helps. It's not, you know, I don't want to use an appeal to authority here, but I think that helps in your presentation and your rational, cool, calm, and collected approach to things. And I could go on and on and on, but let's jump into the meat and potatoes. What do you say?
Sure.
You want
to talk
right
about Ukraine? That's a big event.
Ukraine, yeah. Let's start with the Ukraine. I haven't done a tremendous amount on the Ukraine, but I figured if we are to do an in-depth look at the situation there, I would bring none other than Ryan Dawson on. Ryan, take it away, man. I'll kind of sit back, take some notes here, and maybe interject with a question every now and then.
All right. Well, I see a lot of polarization going on already on the topic of Ukraine. People are either completely in bed with Russia because it does feel good to thumb your nose at the empire and the EU and the United States have done a lot of nasty things, and so people are siding with Russia. And then you have the reversal where people hate the Russians, and that's pretty easy to do. They're guilty of basically the same crimes. And then siding with the EU and the United States on this one, calling what Russia did in Crimea an invasion or a military occupation even, which is a pretty crass exaggeration and silly, pretty asinine viewpoints there. And they're not really paying attention to Ukraine or Crimea. They haven't really looked at the history of the area. They don't really know what caused the crisis. What we have here is a political crisis on top of an economic crisis. And the economic crisis is very serious, and that's where it all started. Basically, what you had was Russia was going to build its own economic linkage, sort of like NAFTA or TPP or any of these, you know, alphabet soup type trade agreements that the Americans and the Europeans have. And they were going to do that right in their front yard in Ukraine and Crimea. And the president of Ukraine was going to agree to this because they're basically desperate. They've been victims of predatory loans from the EU, and the IMF is moving in as well. And they're about 15 billion euros in the hole. That's euros, not dollars, which makes it worse. There's no way they can pay it back. But this has been the goal of the bankers all along because they don't really need the money. They can create money whenever they want. What the whole point of putting people in perpetual debt is so that they can seize their assets when they don't pay. And that's what, how they were exploiting Ukraine. And it looks like that's what's going to happen now, at least in the western half, with Yats installed. That was Victoria Nuland's pick, which
sure.
She's pretty infamous for her silly phone call where she's saying F U E U and all of that.
What is Yats' background? From what I understand, Yats was a central banker.
Yeah, he is. He was. All of these guys are. Actually, a lot of them are have heroicized this guy named Stefan Bandera, who was the neo-Nazi, well, the actual Nazi in charge of Ukraine when Germany had control of it briefly. It flip-flopped control between Russia and then Germany and then back to Russia again, and they all murdered Ukrainians. And Stalin had killed millions of Ukrainians before Germany had entered the war, before that had even started. Starving them to death with collective farms and exporting people to Siberia. Russia had decimated Ukraine. And so a lot of them, when Germany came, thought of them or wanted to think of them as liberators. They weren't. Hitler could give a damn about them either. And then they suffered under Nazi occupation. And then, of course, near the end of the World War II, Russia regained control and killed some more. And then after World War II, the Americans and Brits basically sentenced about 2 million people to death by returning the Cossacks and Russian prisoners to Stalin, where he had them executed. That was called Operation Keyhole. And it was mostly the British, but Truman did it as well. Just sent them to their deaths. Of course, you had Eisenhower's death camps. I mean, everybody killed millions of people. Everybody's guilty. There was no innocent party during World War II, and it's mainly by starvation. That's how most people died everywhere, not by tanks and guns, but that's sort of the background you're walking into. But for these guys to worship a actual Nazi, they're neo-Nazis themselves and a bunch of bankers, it ought to show you something, because you see how the United States or the West is backing neo-Nazis in Ukraine, but you have to think they backed Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra in Syria, who is basically an identical philosophy with some religious spin to it, but basically it's a completely exclusive group that thinks their way is the best and to help everyone else. So that's our partners there, Nazis and Al-Qaeda. So that makes Russia look pretty good, even Putin. But this was all in response to this economic crisis. Now, Crimea, which is not Ukraine, people say it is, but they had a referendum back in 1991 after the collapse of the Soviet Union to separate. They've had their own parliament and they had their own president. They have their own prime minister now. And it was he who actually asked the Russians to come to Crimea where their naval base is. They've had an agreement since 1997 that they could have up to 24,000 troops in their bases. And so that's what Russia did. And for people in the media, they call that a military occupation or invasion. It's silly. They didn't kill anyone. They didn't destroy any property. They were invited there by the head of the government. They were also invited there by the president of Ukraine, even though he's in exile now. And it's funny because he was democratically elected. Bad as he was economically, he was still elected by the majority of the people. You have to compare that to the selected government with Yats, the banker, as you say, from Robert Kagan's wife and basically the National Endowment for Democracy, which is the CIA front, who have put these bankers in charge of Ukraine, and they're already trying to tell the Europeans they need to bail them out, which is going to cause more austerity across the board. And bail out how? You bail them out so they can pay money to who? I mean, it's just a transfer of wealth from the poor to the already ultra-wealthy. Same kind of scam they've done in Greece and other countries. They've completely decimated them economically, and they're still squeezing them for more assets and money so that they'll never be able to return. So Crimea doesn't want to be part of that, and so it'd be very interesting when they vote on their referendum to join with the Russian Federation, and they are, 99.99% chance. What's going to happen to the debt? Who's going to owe what? That's a pretty big question mark. I'm sure the way tensions are going, the Russians and Crimeans will say, hell with it, we didn't do it. You guys pay it. But they, you know, and they can counter that with some sanctions. The U.S. could, but Russia really isn't that involved with the U.S. trade-wise. And the Europeans could do it, but Russians can harm them a lot more by turning the gas off.
They sure can. We'll come back in just a moment with more.
Nice shoot.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Ryan Dawson.
I wish you could record the commercial of what we were talking about, but that's all right.
They don't want to hear that stuff.
Yeah, some of them would.
It would go viral. Everybody on YouTube would say, aha, we got evidence. Bob Tuscan, he's one of them.
Oh, I'm sure the NSA was listening to it.
They already know, though.
Yeah, Snowden recently did a little video stream.
He did?
Yeah. He was talking about
what
how...
What did he say? What's your take on Snowden and all that? I mean, we'll get back into the Ukraine in just a second, but to digress for just a moment.
Snowden, on that side of it, I'm cool with, because he did leak vital information, a lot of stuff we had been saying since around 2006 or so.
Right, I mean, we've been saying it all along.
Right, but he revealed more depth to it and gave it... And rather than just being speculative, he really sourced it because he basically downloaded all that information and passed it off to journalists.
But did you see James Corbett's piece about? Did you see James Corbett's piece about Green? What's his name? Greenwald and all that.
Oh well, yeah, I'm getting to them. Now that's different. Snowden, I'm cool with, and I agree with him. I wish he would come out more directly and say things. But going through the filter of Greenwald and company, you know, the Greenwald's there with Democracy Now's Jeremy Scahill, who just made a movie about Jeremy Scahill called Dirty Wars, but it was really about himself. It was awful. But yeah, Glenn Greenwald, basically, he's a liberal, always has been, so I don't know why people are surprised by this, but what got me is the way they've trickled out the information slowly, you know, for profit, and he says it's because they're trying to verify all the information first before they leak it out. But if you look at some stories, like the initial one where they had all the slides from the NSA, 42 of them, and they released only 4 in The Guardian, and then the French paper Le Monde released 2 more. Well, where's the rest of it? Because these have already been verified. You already released a portion of the story. Where's the rest of the story? They don't want to release the rest of the story because that's their cash cow.
And at the rate in which he was reportedly wanting to release it, it would take 100-plus years. We'd be dead.
Yeah. He had to just dump it all. I mean, we can sort it out, you know, put it open, but share it with other journalists.
If they're worried about their safety, hoarding that kind of information is only going to make them more vulnerable.
He's not worried about his safety.
No, I didn't think so. But if they were, theoretically, they would dump all the information, air it out, and that way there would be no whistleblowing shutting up.
Well, you know, his boss was involved in financing these opposition groups in Ukraine, which we were talking
about. Who was his boss again?
Not PayPal. Is it PayPal?
Yeah, he was involved with either PayPal or one of the... No, is it eBay?
Yes, you're right. It was eBay. I was thinking different guy. But anyway, Pierre was financing opposition groups. And you think about this. Like, why do you have to pay people to protest? You're not really protesting if they're paid. It's fake. It's insincere. It's disingenuous. It's not an organic revolution or anything. It's a rent-a-crowd, the same as Operation Ajax with Kermit Roosevelt. They went and bought protesters in Iran for that coup. And we also saw a similar thing that we saw in Venezuela and Syria where snipers fired on the crowd. And it turned out we have the conversation with between Catherine Ashton and the foreign the ambassador of Estonia saying the snipers were actually part of the opposition group and fired on everyone. And that's how it was in all 3 cases. And so it wasn't the government sniping people, but that was the initial pretext, you know, for the you-know-what to hit the fan. And it was pure propaganda. And that story hasn't been on any of the 3-letter networks. You have this spaz like Liz Wall quitting on air on Russia Today because of her...
She was the RT reporter that quit and then went on with every lamestream media outlet she could get her hands on.
Of course, because she said she's opposing Russia's occupation. It's not an occupation because it's legal to go to your own base. And when you're invited by the prime minister and the president, that's about as legal as it can get. You know, and they're not killing people. And you know, Crimea is ethnically Russian. They speak Russian. They're inviting the Russians. They're pro-Russia. That's not an occupation. That's like... America being in Guam or going to Puerto Rico or something where it's already an unincorporated territory. It's, you can't invade yourself. But anyway, actual occupations, if you wanted to get pissed off about something and totally immoral, would be like the fascists in Israel occupying Palestine and the West Bank, or any of the U.S.'s occupations, like in Afghanistan. Been there 13 years murdering people. I haven't got a damn thing done except liberating some heroin. Total waste of money and time. And then, of course, there's Yemen and Pakistan and Somalia and then Iraq. And yet, Iraq's a great example, because in the day she spazzed out saying that, 53 people died. The next day, 42 people died. Now the government is actually shelling and bombing Fallujah. They have been since January, bombing their own city. Well, Shiite versus Sunni type of thing there. And they say they're fighting Al-Qaeda militants, which is hilarious because over in Syria, they're being supported by the United States and Saudi Arabia. But those people would not be dead, and that would not be happening daily if the U.S. had not invaded, based on false pretext, to Iraq and killed over a million people. Not to mention the 500,000 who died from starvation, mostly children, by the way, from the sanctions. That was, everybody was guilty of that. And so it baffles me when a reporter does that and quits, and then she gets to be on every lamestream media channel, yet those same channels are the ones that sold us the war in Iraq. And they've got people selling us this conflict in Ukraine, Victoria Nuland. Her husband's Robert Kagan. He was the principal author of selling the war in Iraq. Robert Kagan, along with William Crystal, were the co-founders of PNAC and the Weekly Standard. And the Weekly Standard is what reiterated every single pre-war myth, which is why we invaded in Iraq and occupied them for years and murdered all those people. And as she says, her partner, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but whoever her partner is on a U.S. base and sees every day people pay the ultimate sacrifice, well, which I assume means death for freedom or some abstract. But they're not paying the ultimate price for fighting for freedom. They're fighting for corporate expansion. That's the reality of the situation. You may want to fight for freedom in your own mind and little world you've created. You think you're part of the Justice League or something. But the reality is, no, we just killed a million Iraqis and tore that country apart. And we've torn Afghanistan apart. We haven't been liberating women or building schools or any of that rhetoric. We've wasted trillions of dollars and murdered millions of people and destroyed lots of property and made Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and a bunch of aerospace companies and Bechtel and Halliburton very wealthy. And that's what you died for or lost your leg for or whatever, which is disgusting. If you really want to support the troops and quit treating the military like it's a toy and throwing them in the conflicts based on lies for your own personal economic interest, which is what our government does.
Yeah.
The Pentagon.
Do it all the time. Let's take a quick break, Ryan, and maybe we'll get some calls as well when we come back.
Is the air you breathe.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
John got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is near them. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise and inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Box Husky Show. Talk with Ryan Dawson for different topics. We're going to tell you about a new book that he has out in just a second, and we'll take your calls as well for the bottom of this hour. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Ryan, any thoughts we want to finish on the Ukraine before we move on?
Well, I think it'll just be interesting to see this referendum, and it's funny how CNN and others have stories already questioning the credibility of it, including the selective government in Ukraine is questioning the credibility of people actually voting on an issue, whereas they were put in power through violence in a coup d'etat. So the U.S. is all about, and the National Endowment for Democracy, that's a hilarious name, they're all about supporting democracy only when it's in their favor for their political interests, but when it doesn't favor what they want, then they'd rather have violence. It just shows you that the whole thing is a farce. All they care about is getting their way, hook or crook.
Might over right, or wait, no, right and might, maybe. There we go.
Might makes right, they say.
Might makes right. Okay. Fair enough. Should we take a call now? Yeah, let's squeeze in a call, and then we'll go to the discussion about your new book, which I'm excited to tell the listeners about. There's a lot of great info in there. So we'll get to that in just a second. But let's talk to... Who do I have on the line? I don't have it in front of me. Caller, are you there?
Well, I am.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, yeah, hey, Bob. Yeah, this is David, San Francisco.
David from San Francisco. How are you tonight, my friend?
Hey, pretty good. And is it Ryan that's your guest?
Yes.
Yeah, Ryan Dawson, yep.
All right, good. Yeah, I was listening with interest to you talking about the Ukraine. I think I've talked with you, Bob, before about Saudi Prince Bandar. And
I remember, yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Ryan is familiar with him, but, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been wondering whether or not he was involved in the Ukraine as well as many of the other, probably 7 or 8 different countries throughout the Middle East have been bombed by this guy since last August. There's Yemen, there's Lebanon, there's Iraq, there's Egypt, probably Afghanistan, and he's been somewhat attacking Qatar in the news and a number of other things.
Also Volgograd in Russia, the bombings in Volgograd.
Yeah, exactly. And being familiar then with, he threatened Putin, well, he gave him a choice. He offered Putin the ability to corner the world's market in oil in exchange for dropping support of Syria. And Putin laughed him out of the room, basically, and he said, well, you know, I'd hate anything to happen to your pretty Olympics, like a bombing. You know, we control these Chechen rebels. And so it's obvious, even in the news today, they're getting back to work, you know, attacking Syria. And so by diverting, since Russia was supporting Syria, the United States did not. The United States, of course, was supporting all of these phony rebel groups in Syria, and they were very interested in bringing down Assad. So it's kind of hard to tell whether or not Bandar is a lackey or whether he's an active, leader. Some of the Middle Eastern press say that the Saudi establishment are a bunch of fat drunkards that really have no initiative, and that Bandar is kind of the go-getter of the Saudi aristocrats. But the idea whether or not the Ukraine is somewhat guided by the decision to get Russia sidetracked so that they would not be supporting Syria... You know, just diverting attention away from problems at hand, the Russians would not be able to support the Syrian government while these phony rebels bring down Assad. So,
physically, their naval base in Crimea is what allows them to reach their naval base in Syria, which is the only base they have left on the Mediterranean. And were they to get kicked out of Syria, NATO would have a complete monopoly over the seas of the Mediterranean. So both bases are very important. They're physically connected in that respect. Bandar, Saudi Arabia, by and large, are lackeys, but Bandar is in his very close relationship with the Bush family. His nickname is Bandar Bush.
Right.
He's the head of the equivalent of the CIA in Saudi Arabia, their own assassin team. So that's all the CIA is a terrorist organization. And that's what he does. He did threaten the Olympics. He wasn't able to pull that off, but they did bomb Volgograd before the Sochi Olympics got started. And that was the second time. They hit it in October and they hit it in November twice. But they didn't yield, and nor could a deal ever be made on that because the Saudis are just going to not uphold their side of the deal anyway.
Right.
And there's no fair trade there whatsoever. Russia absolutely cannot lose Syria. And so Syria is thrown into this giant conflict, and it's a typical scenario of the U.S. using proxies, financing terrorist groups indirectly.
Sure.
So they use the Saudis as the great middleman for that, as they do all over Africa.
Are you pushing any websites that... I found one just the other day called moonoveralabama.org, and they're doing a lot of...
Yeah, Moonoveralabama is good.
Yeah, any other websites that you'd... recommend for some of these issues?
Colbert Report. and my own site, ANC Report, whatreallyhappened.com. You have to kind of search around, but, and
BobTuscan.com.
Bob Tuscan, of course. And then over on antiwar.com, Jason Dietz and Justin Raimondo, the Scott Horton Show. Look at his interviews with Pat Buchanan, Eric Margolis, and Raimondo also, and Ray McGovern. More individuals than websites, but Moon Over Alabama, of course. Boiling Frogs Post is another good one with Sibel Edmonds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's great. Yeah. All right, well, good. Yeah, yeah. I was, one other thing, out here in San Francisco, we've got KPFA Radio, and Flashpoints is one of the shows over there. And today he was running, part of the story was about the Ukraine, and they were talking about the encroachment of nuclear weapons toward Russia. The famous treaty that everybody's been talking about for the last few days was that when the Soviet Union fell, the Ukraine, the Soviet Union had placed, nuclear missiles in the Ukraine, and in agreement for pulling them out, there would be a reduction of weapons accordingly. And so apparently in this recent activity, apparently there's been a buildup. I think there are more missiles being put into Poland, and so there are actually more nuclear warheads going back in, and this is kind of an ugly scenario. If they're talking about independence for a couple of regional neighbors, it's not really the type of stuff that justifies bringing in more nukes.
Well, absolutely not. And that agreement in Brussels that they're talking about was in 94, but in 97, Crimea made the agreement to have the Russian base there and allow troops there. And so they did that independently. They are an autonomous region, have been since 91. And so that supersedes that agreement because they're not in Ukraine. They're in Crimea. And so they didn't break any treaties. And so, but
okay.
U.S. doesn't care. They're going to forget about that part of the story and just say, well, since you put troops in here, even though they've been there for decades, you broke the agreement, and so maybe we're all just going to return the nukes. But, you know, I would not be sticking nuclear weapons in Ukraine, which is so economically desolate. They do anything and sell anything for money.
You know, wasn't the Ukraine some of their best agricultural land? Isn't that like their corn belt or their wheat belt up in through there? And it's this very, high-quality topsoil. And there was actually a huge amount of income from agriculture, but I guess, as is normal, the guys in the skyscraper don't look at agriculture as a viable economic system. Their pie-in-the-sky kind of stuff creates, bulldozing the orchards for condos. And so I'm wondering how the Ukraine can be so destitute if they have such high quality agriculture.
Because of predatory loans from the EU.
Okay.
Predatory
yeah.
lending, pushing them out in debt on purpose.
Right.
The whole purpose of that is to gather control over their assets, which would be their agricultural base.
Sure. Hey, we'll appreciate it. I hear the music coming up.
That means
okay.
we got to take a break.
Question.
Thanks for the call. And when we come back, let's tell you about Ryan Dawson's new book.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Do you love America? That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors? Yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Next hour, we're going to be joined by Ralph Epperson. Looking forward to hearing from him. But let's finish this hour. And we have been talking to Ryan Dawson, live from Japan. Konnichiwa, or should I say, konnichiwa.
Hi. Demo ima. Ohayou gozaimasu. Right now it's morning, so you can, doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I live in Japan. Yesterday was the anniversary of the tsunami. It was March 11th.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And the day before that would have been the anniversary of the premier bombing of Tokyo with napalm during World War II. So it's a bad week.
Just, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of get slighted a little. Like, Hiroshima gets all the glory there. And poor Nagasaki, which had an even bigger bomb dropped on it, is just sort of mentioned either as with Hiroshima, but never by itself.
It's always Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Never Nagasaki, yeah. Hiroshima.
Or it's just Hiroshima and nothing. And but Tokyo also, even though it wasn't an atomic bomb, was bombed for months with conventional bombs and still killed all these people and burned them alive and destroyed all the houses. So
sounds like Israel.
Yeah. Well,
Palestine,
even worse than that in the numbers, but you know they left, whereas Israel hasn't.
White phosphorus gas.
They used napalm. I don't know they had white phosphorus at that time, but they used the deadliest things they could, and they murdered hundreds of thousands of people. But when the war ended, it was over, and they left, and Tokyo's been rebuilt, whereas in Palestine, the Israelis still squat there in their ethnic colonies, their little racial supremacists in their Jew-only houses with their Jew-only roads and cars and swimming pools and everything else. During water shortage, they're swimming around in pools. So, Palestinians have it worse.
I want to talk about your new book in just a second, but I promised I'd squeeze in a few more phone calls. So we'll get through the calls real quick, and then we'll give a brief summary of what your new book's all about and tell people how they can find it and all that good stuff.
I'll take the calls.
Let's take the calls. Let's squeeze them in.
Doesn't need any more than a plug, because you can read it anyway. So.
All right. Yeah, exactly. But we'll give them a little tease. You know, we want them to know what it's about. We want them to want to read it. So we'll tell them why they should read it and what it's all about. Okay. Fred, go ahead.
No, I was going to make this short and sweet. I have an addendum. Ryan, great job. For the last caller, Russian and Ukrainian immigrants brought the red winter wheat to the United States, which grows in North Dakota, eastern Montana, and Washington State and all over. Very prolific in the cold climate. If I'm saying it right, Ryan Dome Arigato or whatever.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Very
thank
cool.
you for that.
See, I like colors that pull out Japanese. It's fun.
Exactly. Mr. Roboto or Mr. Dawson?
Yeah, there was a song, right? The Cars, or was that who did it?
Americans need a song to remember foreign languages.
I always get that one or the Turning Japanese song, like, as an intro on radio shows.
I really think so. Let's talk to Art now.
Hey, gentlemen. Ryan, I love your work. I've been following you since, I guess probably 2 years now. Talking about Snowden, make this real quick. I hear people talking about Snowden being a CIA asset, but I think it's really a moot point there because everybody seems to be either a CIA or an FBI asset, one or the other, and probably even both for some cases. But the question seems to keep coming up. If Snowden has all this stuff, why didn't he just spill it all and come clean with everything? You got to think. If Snowden is real, and I like to give him the benefit of the doubt because no one's really been able to prove to me one way or the other that he's a fraud or he's real. But let's say for the sake of argument, he is real. And let's say for the sake of argument, he was a CIA asset who decided to, I'm done with this, I'm out of here, forget this crap, I'm coming clean. He wouldn't be so stupid, if he's this smart, he wouldn't be so stupid as to dish out everything he got, because if he did, it'd be the same thing as signing his own death warrant. You see, if the United States government, CIA, FBI, NSA, or whoever, believes that he still has incriminating evidence against them, he's got it stashed in several places on multiple thumb drives, and in the hands of other people with specific orders, in the case of my assassination, release this information.
He's covering his ass in Russia. You don't think that was accidental? Yeah. He's not an asset of the CIA, though. He's done a lot of damage to the NSA, or you know maybe he was, or whatever. It doesn't matter, because he's done a lot of damage with what he said, especially in other countries. The Germans and many others are really pissed off at the United States with the information that they gathered about how they were spying on all their citizens and so on. And a lot of Americans are angry, too. Although this info has been out there and around, he definitely put it to the forefront. But, yeah, there's nothing wrong with keeping a little safety blackmail, you know?
I could see that, but at the same time, I could also see it not being released, putting him in some danger. So, I don't know. I go back and forth on that. Let's take one more call here and talk to Gary in Pittsburgh. Hello, Gary.
How you doing? Hey, Ryan, I've been following your work for a while, and I really appreciate your in-depth research. The thing that bothers me about Snowden, kind of like with us, Julian Assange, when he questioned, he told the 9/11 truthers a bunch of crackpots and stuff. But in the same line, Snowden co-signed Bin Laden's death in SEAL Team 6 and all that stuff in 2011. That's what bothered me about him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's like what 20 something. Years old, so he was like 10 when 9/11 happened. I mean, not everybody is up to speed on everything, and it's hard to really dissect what happened on 9/11 because there's so much bullshit out there about it that
I think
you started from the beginning, and I plugged my own work on that, but there is just a lot of cuckoo stuff, and so it appears to a new person getting into it that, that whole topic's just a bunch of crazies. Because if you Google it, you're going to hit the Alex Jones dragnet, and he's crazy. So, they paint us to look like lunatics, and we do to people, and you really have to get hold of those people individually and explain it to them and explain away the nonsense, unfortunately.
Well, that's how we are. You're War by Deception. I have a DVD ministry, and I've given out hundreds of your War by Deception. And, awesome. I explained to everybody, forget about arguing about how the buildings were, Judy Woods, where did the towers go, all that stuff,
You know what?
If I come home and my whole family is dead, I could care less how they did. I want to know who did. That's the priority.
Right on, Gary. Thank you for your call. We're just about out of time this hour. Next hour, Ralph Epperson is coming on, historian and author of several books. Ralph Epperson is always a pleasure to have on the show, as are you, Ryan. Tell listeners about this upcoming book has been released.
Since the last couple callers have said they've been following me for years, I think they'll appreciate this new ebook, The Separation of Business and State. And I love that title, Separation of Business and State, and I dissect how the government has the reverse Midas touch. Everything they touch doesn't turn to gold, it turns into something else. And how government intervention in the marketplace and a variety of topics, everything from agriculture to the mail, to Pentagon waste, to education, the environment, etc. You see the government meddling in there and their malevolence and how they've, ruined everything. But the core of it is how businesses and state, or a lot of them say corporations and the state, work together, and it's a lot of people try and blame one party or the other. They blame it all on corporations bribing the government. And some say, well, government's the enabler. They're to blame. But they're both to blame. And the crux of it is this relationship between the two. And I laid out some history and broke down the left-right paradigm and showed the government's meddling in all these different industries and aspects, and then laid out my solutions, pragmatic, realistic solutions, not just saying everybody go vote them out or something. But what I think should be done about it. And that's Separation of Business and State, and you can order that on ancreport.com. ANC for anti-neocon.
Brian, thanks so much. Ralph Epperson coming up next hour. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With Finance One, with your Truth in Media moment brought to you. With Finance.